Ahoy, mates! This is your host, Gary Fretz, with my co-hosts, Stephen and Estelle Cocroft, and our show is about yachts, the perfect escape vehicle. Now, you might be wondering why yachts make the perfect escape solution. Well, it's because you can find live-aboard yachts for $15,000, $15 million, and everywhere in between. They serve as your home, and they provide inexpensive transportation around the world. Yes, it is possible to sail around the world for next to nothing using wind power. And if you'd like to know how to do that, just stay tuned. So today we're going to talk about getting off the grid. Stephen, you want to start this?
Yeah, sure, Gary. Yep. A sailboat is really, in my opinion, the only true freedom left on the planet. If you want to go somewhere, you don't need to go and catch a bus, a train, a plane, go through customs, buy a ticket. Sailboats are things that, you know, can go anywhere. They have limitless range because they're wind driven. And as long as you put enough food on and have a reliable water maker, you pretty much can go anywhere on the planet. So that's why I believe that sailboats are the only true freedom left on the planet. Just think about it. You decide you're going to go and visit a foreign country. So you provision up and off you sail, and it takes you maybe a month getting there, island hopping, or maybe you do an ocean passage, all depending on how adventurous you are, and you get to your destination. When you get there, you're going to sail in and probably drop your anchor, which you own, you've paid for. You drop the anchor, it hooks in the bottom, and you're now in a foreign country. And you've arrived with your entire household. All your personal stuff, your favorite duvet, your slippers, your pipe, whatever you do. But you've arrived with your entire household. You don't arrive there and think, okay, now I've got to find a place to stay, find a hotel or rent an apartment, because you've brought your entire household with you like a giant tortoise. You know, if you rent in a foreign country, you're going to have to find a way to hook up to electricity and all the other stuff. With your house, you're there and you're paying nothing because you are hooked on your own hook. Generally, you'll find you'll go to places where they are waterfront type cities or waterfront places or islands which are boat friendly. So along with your house or your boat that you sailed there, your abode, you have a dinghy. And so your dinghy becomes your car, and you can go to the different docks, you can go and visit people, you can shop. So essentially, you also brought your own transport to commute along with you. I guess if you want to think about a yacht, it's like a miniature city. You know, it doesn't rely on the outside world for anything. For power, the boat has batteries, so it has a 12-volt system and a 110 system. The 12-volt system drives the lights and all the boat systems. And there are many ways to charge your batteries. Solar panels are great because the sun is free. Wind generators are also good. The wind's also free. Stella really likes wind generators, don't you?
Yeah, I particularly love that whirring sound above my bed, Stephen. Thanks.
Yeah, we've had a few very interesting wind generators. One with a 60-inch wooden blade. Looked like something a tiger moth used to use. And that thing used to make a huge amount of noise. But today, they're very quiet and very efficient. So you generate your own power. Generally, boats nowadays have a generator, which is diesel-driven, which is another source of power. And, of course, you've got alternators on your engine. So you've got multiple ways of generating your own power. So you have your own power station. Water. Today, water makers are very efficient, so basically what you do is you generate your own water. You've got a water maker, you desalinate, or it's called reverse osmosis, where you'll be sucking up seawater and putting it through membranes at high pressure, and you're getting fresh water. So you don't need any water. You're totally independent. You never have to go ashore for water as long as you have power, which is free through solar and wind, etc. Of course, your propulsion is wind, so that doesn't cost you anything to get anywhere. If you get to a place where it's real hot or, you know, maybe cold, most boats have your climate control, you have air conditioning, so you can either run your generator, heat the boat up, or cool it down. So essentially, you know, a sailboat is a self-contained little island that you can move any place you want to, and you're off the grid. You rely on no services, no land-bound facilities whatsoever, except every now and again you probably got to fill up with diesel. But when you're cruising, you probably fill up with diesel maybe twice a year. So that's my my take on getting off the grid with a sailboat.
That reminds me of a client I had who was a German guy who sailed around the world twice in a lagoon catamaran. And he came to me to buy another boat because he was going to go around three times. And he told me that he, one time when he sailed around the world, he spent $300 on fuel. And I said, what? I said, how did you do that? And this guy would only use the engines for getting in and out of a harbor. That's it. And the moment he got to the sea buoy, he would turn the engines off, and that was it. And I said, well, what if you're, like, in the doldrums? And he said, I don't care. I would just sit there sometimes for 3 days, 4 days, and we'd just be sitting there with no wind. And he says, I like to putter around the boat. I like to read. I just love being on the boat. And so it wasn't a matter of saving money, because this guy is loaded. He had a house that sold in Mallorca for 5 million euros. And so it was just, he loved being on the boat. So you don't have to spend a lot of money on fuel if you have the right systems. Now, Stephen, tell me, how would you choose your boat? I mean, what comes first when you're looking at a boat that you can live on?
Well, we're on our third boat, and comfort. Comfort is the issue, I believe. You want to have a comfortable saloon where you can lounge. You want to have a nice cockpit that has good seating, and you want a decent sized cabin. We tend to spend a little bit of money on the mattress in the cabin because, if you're sleeping on a piece of foam that's getting crushed and collapsing, it becomes very uncomfortable. So mattress is important. Size of cabin is important. That's part of the comfort issue. The reason I like catamarans is because it all speaks to comfort. You don't have a roly-poly situation where you might be in an anchorage and you're rolling gunwale to gunwale. With swell coming in, a catamaran just goes up and down and is very comfortable. We look at the head, which is the toilet. Toilet and shower is important. You don't want to be standing on one leg bent over double trying to shower. You want a nice big shower cubicle and a nice big, comfortable boudoir. Running out of time for the segment, I'm going to give you back to Gary, and we'll carry on in the next segment.
Yeah, I just wanted to add quickly that I think comfort absolutely is the way to look for a boat, and that, I see these buyers who come to me looking, they want speed, but when you trade off comfort for speed, you're only talking about an increase of a couple miles an hour, so I don't know if it's really worth choosing a boat for that. Anyhow, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on Overseas Radio Network, and this is Gary Fretz.